第三部分，综合模拟篇。综合模拟演练。
一，一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, what was the population of your city 10 years ago?
875,000, but now it is 140,000 more.
Question, what is the population of the city now? What was the population of your city 10 years ago?
875,000, but now it is 140,000 more.
Question, what is the population of the city now? Number two, this factory has been open for several years. How long have you been in the factory?
Since 7 years ago.
Question,How long has the man worked there? This factory has been open for several years. How long have you been in the factory?
Since 7 years ago.
Question, how long has the man worked there?
Number three. Lucy, are you sure you have lost your library book?
Yes, Mike.I've looked for it everywhere, but I still can't find it.
Question, who lost the library book? Lucy, are you sure you have lost your library book?
Yes, Mike. I've looked for it everywhere, but I still can't find it.
Question, who lost the library book? Number four.I'm sorry I have forgotten to bring you my photos.
It doesn't matter. Please bring them tomorrow.
Question, what did the man forget to bring? I'm sorry I have forgotten to bring you my photos.
It doesn't matter. Please bring them tomorrow.
Question, what did the man forget to bring?Number five. Have you listened to the music?
Yes, I just listened to it yesterday.
Question, when did the woman listen to the music? Have you listened to the music?
Yes, I just listened to it yesterday.
Question, when did the woman listen to the music?
Number six.Lin Tao, have you ever been abroad?
Yes, 3 times.
Question, how many times has Lin Tao been abroad? Lin Tao, have you ever been abroad?
Yes, 3 times.
Question, how many times has Lin Tao been abroad?
Number seven.Did Jack invite you to his swimming party?
Swimming? It's too bad for swimming.
Question, will the girl go to Jack's swimming party? Did Jack invite you to his swimming party?
Swimming? It's too bad for swimming.
Question, will the girl go to Jack's swimming party?Number eight. The group singing of our class is the best program in the English evening.
I agree with you.
Question. What's their program in the English evening? The group singing of our class is the best program in the English evening.
I agree with you.
Question. What's their program in the English evening?Number nine. Can you tell me the way to the hospital?
Turn right at the second turning, and the hospital is on the left.
Question. Where is the hospital after you turn right at the second turning? Can you tell me the way to the hospital?
Turn right at the second turning, and the hospital is on the left.
Question. Where is the hospital after you turn right at the second turning?
Number 10. What day is it today, Jack?
It's Wednesday.
Question. What day was yesterday? What day is it today, Jack?
It's Wednesday.
Question. What day was yesterday?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍。听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Mary, come here. Good news for you.
What is it?
You won the first prize in the writing competition.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that. Who told you the news?
Our Chinese teacher did.
What about you?
I got second.
Great. It's a lucky day for us. Let's go out and relax ourselves, shall we?
Good idea. Shall we have a big meal? And then go to the cinema?
Okay. I have to call my mother first before going out.
Mary, come here. Good news for you.
What is it?
You won the first prize in the writing competition.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that. Who told you the news?
Our Chinese teacher did.
What about you?
I got second.
Great. It's a lucky day for us. Let's go out and relax ourselves, shall we?
Good idea. Shall we have a big meal and then go to the cinema?
Okay. I have to call my mother first before going out.
听第十二段对话，回答第十三至十五小题。
Hi, Julia. What are you doing?
Hi, Mike.I'm looking for information about Hawaii on the internet. I'm going to Hawaii for my summer holiday.
It sounds interesting. Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
Never, but my mother has been there once. She told me there were many places of interest there.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 14th.
How are you going there?By plane?
Certainly. How about you, Mike?
I will visit my grandparents. I haven't seen them for many years. I will go to see them with my cousin Sam next Monday.
Where are your grandparents?
They are living in Beijing.
Great! My father told me great changes had taken place in China. You can see many interesting places and taste delicious food.
I agree with you.I hope you have a good trip.
The same to you.
Hi, Julia. What are you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'm looking for information about Hawaii on the internet. I'm going to Hawaii for my summer holiday.
It sounds interesting. Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
Never, but my mother has been there once. She told me there were many places of interest there.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, July 14th.
How are you going there? By plane?
Certainly. How about you, Mike?
I will visit my grandparents. I haven't seen them for many years. I will go to see them with my cousin Sam next Monday.
Where are your grandparents?
They are living in Beijing.
Great!My father told me great changes had taken place in China. You can see many interesting places and taste delicious food.
I agree with you. I hope you have a good trip.
The same to you.
二，听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Richard was driving to work when the car came to a stop. He tried to start the engine, but it wasn't working. Then he tried to ring the workshop, but his phone wasn't working either. Richard decided to walk the rest of the way to work, but before long he realized that he was lost. It began to rain heavily. He wanted to take a taxi, but there were no taxis at all. He was so tired that he fell asleep on the road. Suddenly, he heard his director called, "Richard, Richard, wake up. Time to begin our film. The other actors are all here waiting for you." Then he realized that it had all been a strange dream, and in fact, he had been in the workshop. He looked out of the window and saw the sun shining brightly in the sky.
Richard was driving to work when the car came to a stop. He tried to start the engine, but it wasn't working. Then he tried to ring the workshop, but his phone wasn't working either. Richard decided to walk the rest of the way to work, but before long, he realized that he was lost. It began to rain heavily. He wanted to take a taxi, but there were no taxis at all. He was so tired that he fell asleep on the road. Suddenly, he heard his director called, "Richard, Richard, wake up! Time to begin our film. The other actors are all here waiting for you." Then he realized that it had all been a strange dream, and in fact, he had been in the workshop. He looked out of the window and saw the sun shining brightly in the sky.